come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 22nd, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize for some connections there in the studio this morning. Devin Lawrence, our engineer, just got the music turned back on. We had to do some setting changes in the studio. Hopefully, the Bounty Hour news will be okay this morning. I'm broadcasting live from the Courtyard Marriott in Lansing, Michigan, not in the studio to be able to do these tweaks myself. So Devin is unfortunately having to do it remotely from the UP this morning. Love technology when it works. Absolutely hate it when it doesn't. But we'll get through it. And again, we're trying to make those tweaks for the Bottom of the Hour news. Hopefully those have been fixed. And we're going to have a great show today. In our second hour, I'm really excited. We're going to be talking to Genevieve Peters-Scott. She's an announced candidate running as a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. She feels confident in running for this race to challenge Mike Rogers, Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, of which many of us don't like Mr. Rogers. We think he should stay in Florida and live in his mansion and have a nice life and retire. But for whatever reason, the money, the power of being a U.S. senator is something he really wants. And we'll be talking with Genevieve Peters-Scott about that in our second hour. I want to talk about Davos, Switzerland. And man, after the show yesterday, I stayed tuned in to Fox News, was watching everything. And basically, Donald Trump and the Secretary of NATO sat down and had a heart-to-heart, man-to-man, and have created a framework, a deal, to basically allow the United States not necessarily to own, but to control Greenland, a very strategic island that protects the Western Hemisphere basically from Russia and China. He pitched the pitch yesterday. He flat out said it, that this is a national security issue protecting the Western Hemisphere, protecting Alaska, Canada, the United States, all of South America, basically implementing the Monroe Doctrine that James Monroe, the president, implemented in 1823. If you look at a map, Google search for Monroe Doctrine, look at the map. Well, basically what the president did in Davos, Switzerland yesterday was put together a framework for a deal. Now, during the speech, he was pitching that we had to own it. You don't want to go in and improve and do leasehold improvements in a country you don't own. He's not going to be a tenant improving the landlord's property. But whatever they did, whatever they decided to do, they claimed that they struck a framework, a deal. Again, read his book, Art of the Deal. Donald Trump is a deal maker, and that's exactly what he did yesterday. And I'm excited to hear more details about this as they are coming out. His peace board got money, $20 billion, 20 countries signed on to it. There was a signing ceremony for that yesterday. We got so much to talk about. This is absolutely unbelievable, awesome, what the president did in Switzerland yesterday. We're going to take a short break. A couple words from our sponsors. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, January 22nd. I got so many people sending me daycare that they absolutely feel that this story needs to go viral. And I read it on the radio yesterday. I'm going to do it again for you right now, because what's been going on in Minnesota is very absolutely alive and well here in the state of Michigan. This comes to us from Blaze Media News. Woke Whitmer appointee from Nigeria admits to daycare scam. stealing millions of dollars from Michigan taxpayers. Joseph McKinnon, the reporter on this story. America's problem with imported swindlers is not limited to Minnesota. Minnesota is hardly the only state whose kindness to migrants from the third world has been abused. Michiganders, too, have apparently opened their arms to foreign-born fraudsters who are more than happy to steal from their host, their state's most vulnerable residents. Nkechi Eck, a woke Nigerian who served as a professor at Aquinas College until 2023, has pleaded guilty to wire fraud in a scheme that bled taxpayers for $1 million and forced an organization that funded early learning initiative for poor kids to close. Eck could face up to 20 years in prison for the fraud charges and another 5 years for tax evasion, a charge to which she also pleaded guilty to last Wednesday. In the years since she migrated to the United States, Eck has complained about structural racism, quote unquote, by being showered with awards and opportunities. In 2018, this is the year that Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran and won her first term to be Michigan's governor, the West Michigan Women's Brilliance Awards named Eck Woman of the Year. In 2020, 2 years into her governorship, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Eck to the Executive Committee of Michigan's Early Childhood Investment Corporation. Did you hear that, folks? Corporation. A separate corporate entity outside of Michigan's government that Gretchen Whitmer set up. Well, next in 2021, Aquinas College honored the Nigerian fraudster with its Distinguished Service Award. The acclaim and upward mobility evidently wasn't enough for Eck, who decided to start living a jet-set lifestyle at taxpayers' expense. According to a 2023 whistleblower complaint, Eck used various interrelated organizations to funnel hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to herself as well as to friends and family members while serving as the CEO of the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, the ELNC, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. Well, the ELNC was a nonprofit organization in Grand Rapids that Eck, who claimed in a 2022 profile that the, quote, injustice makes me cry. Now, this group was funded with the purported aim of providing state funding, advocacy, and high-quality early childhood educational services to families, children, and neighborhoods that are more at risk or vulnerable. The complaint filed against Eck indicated that she funneled funds from the ELNC with the help of the nonprofit's bookkeeper, Sharon Killebrew. They together worked to basically cook the books. Killebrew secretly paid herself nearly $1 million between June 2017 and April of 2023. Folks, she's the bookkeeper. $1 million basically in what, a 6 year period of time? Well, court documents reviewed by Wood TV indicate that Eck not only created nearly 500,000 in fake invoices with Killebrew, but they also created two fake daycare businesses to funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars to herself and others. Eck reportedly used some of the stolen taxpayer money to pay for trips to Hawaii, Libya, and Nigeria for herself and others. Well, the ELNC sued Eck and Killebrew in September of 2023. But by that time, the damage was done. The ELNC had to close its doors on account of the financial impact of the duo's embezzlement and fraud, which caused the loss of 35 jobs for employees working there and a source of support for numerous Michigan families. The U.S. Attorney General's office is looking into these charges, looking into and setting up and charging, prosecuting the two. According to the Assistant U.S. Attorney Clay Stifler, the victims of the fraud committed by Eck, who has been touted as, quote, a champion for poor kids and black kids, were mostly children of color. Listen to this. Children of color under the age of 5 years old, 72% of whom lived below the federal poverty level in some of the poorest neighborhoods in Kent County, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. Initially, Killebrew insisted she was innocent, claiming that she didn't steal anything. However, when confronted with the mountain of evidence to the contrary, she pleaded guilty back in June of 2025. Killebrew was sentenced to 54 months in prison and ordered to pay restitution. Well, like Killebrew's accomplice, Eck initially denied her guilt, but has since admitted to embezzling over $1 million taxpayer dollars. The Nigerian fraudster's attorney, Mary Chartier, told MLive in the Grand Rapids Press that Ms. Eck is committed to taking full responsibility and accountability for her actions. She is deeply remorseful to anyone who has been negatively impacted. Amy DeLu, the president of the apparently defunct nonprofit, stated that she was, quote, disappointed by Eck's failure to meaningfully articulate the nature and scope of her criminal misconduct during her change of plea hearing. Her theft of millions of dollars intended for the most vulnerable of children was brazen, all-encompassing, and unconscionable. To date, Eck has made no effort to repay any of the millions of dollars she stole from the ELNC, DeLu continued. However, I trust Eck's demeanor at the hearing did not go unnoticed by the chief judge, Harla Jarboe. I and the board will have more to say in our victim impact statement during her sentencing hearing on May 13th. Reportedly, Eck has agreed to pay $1.4 million in restitution to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the early Head Start programs and other agencies that gave grants to the ELNC, as well as $400,000 in back taxes due to the Internal Revenue Service. Well, Governor Whitmer's office did not respond to Blaze News' request for a comment. Well, conveniently, the governor is in Switzerland, so she couldn't be asked about it directly. Aquinas College confirmed that Eck retired in May of 2023 and told Blaze News that the college was not in a position to comment on any of Eck's activities outside of what she did for the college. We have no comment about her outside endeavors. Have you guys heard this story on any local news? Your local NBC, CBS, Fox, any of your local news anywhere? Have you seen this in any newspapers? Have you seen this story posted on any social media, Facebook, Twitter X accounts, Instagram, links to it anywhere? Have you guys seen it? I haven't. I'm on Twitter. I look at Vicky's social media pages. Don't see it posted anywhere. Folks, I'm putting out a call to action. What I'd like you to do is text me daycare. It can be one or two words. It doesn't matter. I've set it up in my phone to auto reply to send you the link to this story. We have got to get this story out there everywhere. We've seen already what Nick Shirley has done exposing Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the attorney general there. Tim Walz is done. Politically speaking, he is done. He's already announced he's not running for re-election of governor, and he is surely now clearly not going to run for president in 2028. Well, got a very simple question. Do you think this Blaze news story about what happened here in Michigan with this Eck person being appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to fraud the Michigan taxpayers, is this an isolated story? Is this a one and done? Or is this the tip of the iceberg? I'm asking, I'm begging, I'm pleading with you guys to text me daycare, 231-360-5140. Text me daycare. My phone will auto-reply with the link to the story once I turn my phone back on this morning. Rod, I apologize. Russell, it came to you late, but you guys have it. But it comes with a caveat. It comes with a condition. If you text me daycare, again, one or two words, it doesn't matter, and I auto-reply back and send you the link to this story, you need and agree to post this on your social media. You agree to share this with everybody you know in Michigan. We need this story to go viral so that the corporate legacy mainstream fake news media picks it up and is forced to ask Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she gets back from Switzerland for a comment. Is there more fraud happening in Michigan just like there is in Minnesota? We don't know. But if we got one story already, the question is, are there more? And you agree to share it. Blast it out there. Text it to everybody you know. Send it to news, local news outlets in your community. Why haven't you guys covered this story? There it is. Have at it. We need to get this story to go viral. So again, text me 231-360-5140. Text me daycare, and I'll send you the link. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.